All right. Hello. Welcome, everybody. Yay. Nice to see you. You are arriving. We are here in the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. My name is Reverend Samara. Nice to see you. Yeah. And you are here for our August 30-minute meditation. Nice, quick, simple, good and quick. Yeah. Let's meditate. Anybody here to let go of some energy? Yeah. Let's do it. All right, you can find yourself in a beautiful classroom space. Yeah, we're here in a sanctuary where you can just put down all of the energy of your world, anything you have been managing or attending to today, and give yourself a space of sanctuary where you can be with yourself, connect with your higher self, the God of your heart, receive some of your own answers, maybe let go of some energy, some things that have been in your energy field that aren't working for you anymore. Yeah, so wonderful. We'll get started here in a minute today. Our topic is living your resonant yes and your true no. No. Sometimes we want to say that, right? No. Yeah, that's okay. And sometimes those vibrations can be a little confusing. It can be a little bit hard to know. Is this a yes for me? Is this a no for me? What is a real yes? What is a real no? And I'm certainly not promising that we're going to figure it all out today in the next 30 minutes, but we can certainly clear some space for ourselves and create a little bit more energetic space so that we can have more of our answers, so that we can know for ourselves, yes, what is a yes for me? What is a no? And what is the nuance? Sometimes those questions can be quite nuanced. So, yeah, we're gonna play. Those words, yes and no, are super duper powerful. They're no, it's like one of the first vibrations or words that little kids use or learn how to use when they exercise that power of no. They're setting a boundary for their space. No, they start to define who they are and what their desires are, what their needs are. And when we have that capacity to be in our really clear yes and our really clear no, then the energy can just line up for us and we can move in the world with more certainty and freedom and manifest the things we want to. And when we have that level of discernment and when we have our yes and no in that space of clarity, like maybe we did when we were little kids, it was like, yes, I know that's a yes. Yeah, can be so powerful. And then as we go around through our lives, things can get a little bit more muddled or uncertain or confused, or we start to learn, like, maybe things are partly yes and partly no. There's nuance. So it's not just a black and white. We live in a field of polarity. Yeses and noes, ups and downs, left and right. But between that, there's a whole world, a full rainbow spectrum of possibility available to us. So what is it that we want to say yes to? What is it that we want to say no to? And can we allow ourselves just to have that? Yeah, so we're gonna play. We're just gonna play in meditation. So, welcome here. Thank you for bringing yourself here. You can give your body a big hug. Really acknowledge you that you're creating the time and space in your day to honor yourself and you as a spirit and give to yourself in this way. Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody. And when we're complete, you're welcome to take yourself off mute and I'll hang on the line afterwards if anybody wants to say hello or chat or share. But for now, just so that you can be in your own space, I'll mute everybody. And you can find yourself, if it's possible or if it's comfortable for you, seated in a chair with your feet on the floor and your spine tall. That really just supports the flow of energy in your body. And you can take some deep breaths into your body as you acknowledge your body, as you bring yourself into this present moment. And maybe even just gently smiling at yourself, like, yes, this is a yes. I am saying yes to me just by showing up today. That is a yes to me and yeses to ourselves. Oh, they really get those juices flowing. They're super supportive of everything. So we're gonna play with resonating ourselves, resonating our spirits, resonating our bodies in that energy of yes. And we're gonna play with some of the foundational tools that we learn in the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, our foundational tools. We're gonna start off with what we call a grounding cord. So you can close your eyes and just turn that awareness inward. Breathing deeply. And you can allow your spirit to show you an image, a clairvoyant image, an image of a grounding cord. And a grounding cord is simply a connection that connects your physical body to the center of the earth. Helps us to ground, it helps us to root, it helps us to stabilize. And you might see a really simple beam of golden light or a rainbow or a tree trunk. You can get really creative with your grounding cord imagery. Maybe you want to play with an eggplant or a flower or a candlestick or a peacock tail or a mermaid tail or merman tail. You might even flip through and kind of look at a number of grounding cords. And when you have one that your body goes, yes, I like that. Validate that yes, recognize that yes. And if it's not a full yes, if there's some energy there and it's not clear, that's okay too. You can recognize that. Oh, yeah, there's a somewhat yes. Maybe I can't find my full yes yet. And trust that. That's all right. Maybe we'll clear some space for that full resonant yes to come in. But when you have that image of your grounding cord, you can give one end of that grounding cord to your first chakra, that root, your tailbone area, and right at the base of your body. Our first chakra resides right around that root, right around that tailbone area. And you can imagine your grounding cord connecting there. Maybe it magnetizes on, or maybe it grows roots around your base of your body, your first chakra there. And then you can see in your mind's eye that grounding cord expanding and growing beneath you. It will root into the planet and expand through the floor, underneath you, and into the earth. And through all the layers of the earth, through the crust and the mantle and the layers of rock and minerals and soil and gemstones and lava and whatever might be in that earth, until it roots and grows, 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 till it reaches the very center of the planet, the core of the earth. And that's a big space, and there's room for each of us to have our connection there, to be connected. So you can expand that grounding cord and make it really wide and connected all the way down as though you were sitting into it, like your grounding cord could hold you up, like it was a comfy chair. Yeah, you can make that grounding cord as wide as your hips, even wider. Yeah, big enough that it can hold you, it can support you, you can receive the support of the planet. When we're grounded and we have the support of the planet, it's easier to find our yes and our no. It's easier to move through life with our certainty, our discernment, our power. So just notice right now what it's like just to have that connection, to be supported, to be rooted and connected. Know that there's nothing you need to do. You don't have to try. There's nothing you ever need to do to deserve this connection. This is for you. The earth wants to support you. Yeah, the earth is a living being that wants to support you. So you, as you create that grounding cord, creating that connection with the planet. So one thing grounding cords do is to keep us rooted, and the other thing is to help us let go of energy that no longer serves us, that we don't need anymore. So you might see out in front of you a big lever or a big button, and you can pull that lever or push that button and set it on release. And as you set your grounding cord on release, you can allow your body Just to release any energy that's been taking up space, maybe in your mind, in your awareness, or maybe in your body. Maybe some things that you are really ready to say no to. They've just been taking up space. Yeah, you can breathe as you release, and you might even notice some energy shifts as you do that. You can make your grounding cord nice and wide to receive everything you're letting go of, and it will just drain out. The center of the earth will receive it, recycle it, make it new again, and you don't have to be responsible for that energy. There's an energy in your space that you've been ready to say no to, and it was taking up space. It's as easy as imagining like a million tiny fists and just unclenching them, letting them go. Yeah, let it go. Maybe some energy of your day or the week. Maybe some conversations you were having. Maybe some difficult conversations. Some energy that didn't feel good. Maybe some irritation or discomfort. Yeah, deep breaths as you let it go. Let it be easy and effortless. One of the energies that can make it more challenging for us to find our true yes and our true no is we just get a lot of other people's energy in our space. And it's hard to discern. Wow, is this a yes? Is this a no? Is this my energy? Is this not my energy? Is this my truth? Is this my yes? Is this not? So let any people come out, any other people's energy. Yeah, maybe your boss or your coworkers or your clients, your family, your pets. Any of the shoulds. Sometimes we really should on ourselves. Oh, I should say yes, but I'm not feeling it. All right. Ah, oh, no, I should say no to that, but I really have to. Yeah. And that's okay if there's uncertainty about it. Let that be okay, but let the energy of the should go. So we let that energy go, it will create more space for the clarity to come in. Sometimes we have a lot of guilt around having our clarity or discernment or saying yes to what we want or saying no to what we don't want. Sometimes we judge ourselves. So let's let any of that go. Anywhere we judge ourselves for our yeses or our nos, any guilt that we may have held for really knowing. Anywhere that guilt would keep us from knowing. Yeah, yes, this is a yes for me. I want this. Sometimes there have been times in our lives or experiences where we really wanted something and it was a real yes. Like our body was like, yes, that's for me. And we couldn't have it for whatever reason. It wasn't available at that time. And it can create the energy of distrust or disappointment or. Oh yeah, why am I going to say yes to something? Why am I going to want something if it's not available? So if there are any times like that in your past, allow the energy of that just to drain out that grounding cord. Give it back to the earth. The earth can receive that energy, recycle it, make it new again, put it to use in a different way. You don't have to hold on to that guilt or should or disappointment or judgment or shame or fear, whatever it is. All those energies can stand in the way of us really having our truth. Yes, this is for me. Or no, I'm clear. I actually don't need that. That is not something that's going to serve me right now. When we're little kids, sometimes we know really clearly what it is that's a yes and a no for us. And then we're taught out of it. We're taught to be polite or compromise or accommodate others. I remember when I was a little kid getting a present and it was something I didn't want, and I said, I don't like it. And I hurt the person's feeling. And then my parents were like, oh, you can't say that. You have to say yes to a gift you don't want because otherwise you're hurting somebody's feelings. So if there's any resonance with that, you can let that go. Anywhere you've said yes when it wasn't a yes. And maybe the truth of the yes is, yes, thank you. Thank you for your care of me. Thank you for your thoughtfulness. But no to that thing. So there's nuance there. So anywhere we get caught up or stuck in, oh, I don't know if it's a yes, I don't know if it's a no, because there's nuance there. Just drain it. It's okay. It's okay to have your pure yes and your true no, and have the discernment to recognize which is which. What is what? This part of me, it might be a yes, but it's a no to this little part over here. Yeah, you can smile at yourself and be kind with yourself as you're doing this. Sometimes we really beat ourselves up about it. So if there's any of that, give it a tickle. Find some, we in clairvoyance, we like to say, find some amusement with it, which is not to invalidate it in any way or to say it's not true or real or important. But that energy of amusement helps us to find a little bit more spaciousness so that we can let it go. Serious energy doesn't move, it gets stuck. Amusement helps the energy to flow and go. And yeses and nos are like a muscle. The more that you exercise that ability, the easier it becomes. Such a powerful practice. Do I want this? Yes. No. I don't know. Yeah. So just draining any energy that would get in the way of your powerful, clear, resonant knowingness of your yes or your no. No's are powerful too because they create really strong boundaries. No, that's a no. Sometimes we get really in, we get all in up in our emotions with our no's, where we say no, but it's really like, no, I don't want that. And then we fight and we struggle and we resist whatever the thing is. And then all that fight and struggle and resistance gets in our space and it just creates more of that vibration that we don't want. So if you find any of that fight or struggle or resistance in your nose, can you tickle it? Can you find a little humor about that? Just drain any of that energy where you've been really fighting to have that discernment, fighting to be able to have your no. Rather than just that knowing, the knowing of a no. No, I'm really clear. It's a no. It's not for me. Yeah. Oh, sometimes other people get really up in our space about our no's, right? You can't say no to me. Or we love them so much, or we care for them, or we want to take care of them. That we don't want to say no. So there's that yes and the no. Yes, I love you. I care for you. I want you to be okay. But no, I have a boundary. Can we honor both the truth of the yes and the truth of the no? When we can give space to both the yes and the no, maybe in that same situation, gives us more room to be able to find how we want to proceed. The truth of the way forward. Sometimes that's where the energy gets stuck. And wow, I can see there's a yes, I can see there's a no, but I don't know how to move from here. I don't know how to keep going. Well, let's just drain any of that. There might be some energy coming out of your heart space or off of your throat where the yes or the no has gotten caught in your throat and you haven't been able to say it. Or off of your heart, where you've felt something so true and haven't been able to have it. Maybe there's some energy pouring out of your solar plexus of that struggle or that fight or that kind of power play of, oh, how do I navigate this? Yeah, just smiling at yourself, grounding, knowing that you're releasing so much energy and creating so much space for in a moment will allow the truth of our radiant yes and our powerful no to fill us and to sustain us and to show us the way. Yeah, so trust yourself. Trust that a part of you knows. There's a radiant, amazing part of you that knows your answer, that knows your true yes, that knows your true no, that can guide you in that path, in that process of discovery and kind of muddling through and finding your answer and knowing how to proceed when it's important. Yeah, that part of you is called your higher self. Your higher self is always communicating with you. Are you listening? Sometimes we get so busy, distracted, pulled, that it's hard to hear in the true yes and no. So let's just let any of that distraction or any of those pulls or demands or noise, any of that noise that has been in your space that has made it hazy or fuzzy or hard to see, your capacity to have your own yes and no. Yeah, just breathing deeply, grounding, releasing, smiling at yourself. And you might even recognize or become aware, what is one thing maybe you have been saying yes to that maybe isn't a true yes? Maybe like you've taken on a project for somebody else or tried to help somebody when they actually couldn't quite have that help. Or you said yes to an invitation and it wasn't really a full yes, but you wanted to honor them and not hurt their feelings. Sometimes it's as simple as like scrolling social media because it's easy. Yeah, sure, I'll do that, but it's not actually fulfilling. So just drain any of that energy. Anywhere where there's discomfort around having said yes to something that maybe isn't a full yes. And you might be aware, is it really that it's a no? Might be that there's a part of it there that is a yes, and it's why you've kept doing it. There's some spark there. It's a yes. You can drain the rest. Let go of the rest. Yeah. Maybe there's been something that you've been saying no to, and it actually might be a yes. Something that's a yes that you haven't allowed yourself to have. Can you, in this moment, allow yourself to have the yes of it, to experience the yes of it, even if it feels out of reach? Having our vibration of yes can be so powerful. Yes, I want that vacation. Yes, I want that job. Yes, I want that relationship. I want that feeling. I want that thing. I want that. Yes, that is a yes, even if it's out of reach. And there might be a part that's a no. Yeah, I want that car, but I don't know if I want that car payment right now. Can we create space for both? Yes, there is a yes there. And maybe there's some nuance also. When we say yes to the part that is yes, it creates more space for the yes to be fulfilled, whatever that yes part is. So let's just drain any energy that gets in the way. Yeah, of us really knowing that and trusting into that and knowing that when we have a yes, what if the world could say yes to our yes? What if the world did say yes to our yes? Then what? Can you imagine your yes being supported, your yes being held and received and known and validated and given unto? There might be one true thing. I invite you, if you like, to choose one true thing, one authentic yes. What is one authentic yes in your world that you really are saying yes to right now? That is like a total whole body, like, yes! It might be a feeling. It might be a person. It might be a place you love to be. Maybe an experience you deeply enjoy. Or maybe an image. Maybe an image of yourself just in an experience going like, oh yes, this is exactly what I want right now. As you conjure up that experience, that feeling, that knowingness, can you allow yourself right now to vibrate in that yes energy? Can you say yes to it? Even if it's just a feeling or an image, even if it's not something that's totally within the reach of your body's experience right now as a spirit, can you allow your whole space to just vibrate in the energy of yes and have it as we release all of the things that say, no, you can't? Yeah, all the other voices, distractions, demands, pressures. Let them go and just have the feeling vibration of a yes. One of the ways to connect to our higher self, that part of us that knows and that holds that truth of our yeses and our nos, is by working with what we call a golden sun. It's one of the foundational tools we teach in clairvoyance, and that gold and sun energy, it's like filled with that vibration of the truth of your spirit. So you can turn your gaze upward and imagine, create a mental image picture of a golden sun, bright, clear, powerful, radiant gold. And this is your spirit's energy. This is your spirit's truth. This is like, yes, the universe says yes to you. You might even write the letters on that golden sun, yes, and fill that vibration, that golden sun, with the energy of your true, authentic yes. And yes, it's like a guidepost. It helps us to navigate the world and make choices. And when we follow our true yes, that is like how we navigate life and make the decisions that our spirit is guiding us towards. So when we can connect with our higher selves and bring that yes energy in, it's like we have the wind in our sails to move us forward, to propel us in the direction that our spirit is calling us. Yeah, so create that golden sun with that energy vibration of yes, and just know that. There's a part of you that knows that so deeply, and that knowingness has never left you. You've always had it, and maybe it's been covered up by all kinds of other things. But in this moment, really just connect with that yes. Might be a quiet yes, might be a really powerful, loud, deep in your belly yes. Yes can be a really powerful vibration to actually physically say in your body, so your body's cells get that sensation. You might even say that to yourself right where you are right now. Yes. Really helps to just juice it up, bring it in. So as you're gazing up above you at that gorgeous golden sun, you might imagine reaching your psychic hands up for it, grabbing it, saying yes to it. And bringing it in through the crown of your head, you can allow it just to melt, ooze like it was like warm liquid honey or melty butter in the sun, and let it come in through the crown of your head, the top of your head, and fill in your body, your whole energy field, and your body with that energy vibration of yes. Yes, you can. Yes, this is for you. Yes, that energy vibration that guides you, that helps you to discern, to know your truth. Yes to that. What is a true yes for you? What are you saying yes to? Oftentimes, it's less about the thing and more about that experience vibrating in your space. I'm gonna bring it into your throat. Bring that gold into your throat, your capacity to say and speak your true yes and no. Can bring it into your heart, your capacity to really feel that yes and no, and to resonate that and to use that power. That heart is the bridge between our body and spirit, connects our body and spirit. So, really supports our direction when we bring that yes in there. Can bring that gold all the way into your solar plexus, knowing your yes, your capacity to move with it, to create that power that juices you up and fulfills the direction you want to go with that yes. Or the no, having a clear boundary. Nope, not for me today. I'm just going to say no, and that's okay. Bring that gold all the way in, vibrating those millions and trillions of cells, every cell in your body, your hair follicles, your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, just really honoring your energy vibrating with a yes. Yes to you. Yes to you. It's for you. Yeah, so just deep breaths as you receive that. Yeah. We'll come out of our meditation here in a moment. You can continue to have this grounding cord supporting you. Maybe enough of that energy has drained out. Maybe you want to play with it some more in your meditations this week, or just knowing that you have that support available, that you can let go of anything that would get in the way of that question, that I'm not certain. And anytime you like, you can connect with your higher self and that true resonance of yes, or that true resonance of boundary no, bringing in a golden sun. Yeah, so you can take some deep breaths, really honoring yourself and the space that you've given to yourself and the yes that you've given to yourself just in this brief meditation here today. And give your body a hug, maybe pat down your legs. Maybe you want to bend down and touch the earth, touch the ground with your hands, and give yourself a big stretch. You might open your eyes. We'll come out of this meditation today. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. We do these free monthly meditations every month, a different teacher, a different topic every time. I'm going to share a few announcements with you about fun things we've got going on at the center, and you can see if that's a yes for you and you want to participate, you are warmly invited. We have these two tools that we worked with today, our grounding cord and our golden sun. We teach in our Clairvoyant Foundations course, which is a 12-week series. We actually have a new course starting tomorrow morning. So any of you are curious about that, you want to jump in. Starts tomorrow, Thursday, August 21st, 2025 at 8 a.m. Pacific time. You can jump in there if you want to. We also have a really fun special event coming up really soon called the Psychic Fair, and that's a really fun place where you can go and get a spiritual hello, just a very quick mini reading, 15 minutes about any two topics of your choice. Yeah, that's a super special fun event. So if you're feeling like getting some answers and you want somebody else to validate your yes or no, that's a fun place to play in. Yeah, we've got many other things. You can check out our website anytime, clairvoyanthawaii.com. And for those of you who aren't able to join us live, this will be on the meditation library on our website. And if you want to do it again, it's always will be available there. We've got lots of other fun meditations as well. I'll turn this recording off in a minute and stay on the line if anybody wants to say hello or goodbye or anything else has questions. But thank you all so much for coming and playing with your yeses and nos and experiencing yourself as spirit. May be with your blessing, great spirit, that our meditation service for today is now complete. Amen. Thanks for playing, everybody. Have a great evening.
Thank you.